Hello, everyone. This is Lisa Wilson with the Aspen Center for Empowerment and Healing. Thank you so much for being here. So today's conversation, I want to dive into the terminology that I use around narcissistic personality disorder and healing from toxic relationships. And just to make things very clear, you know, when you are working with any type of toxic relationship, I will always say to my clients, and I'm going to say it to you now, that these experiences are a gift. They are your greatest teacher. And I know that that is hard to digest sometimes and really hard to understand. But first, let me just say, you are not a victim. And if this type of experience has come to you, you brought it to you to help you wake up, to support you in shining a light in the areas within you that need to be healed. And, you know, as we bring in more light, that light shines through those cracks, and we could shore up those areas where there might be a disconnect within ourselves. So, you know, narcissists are a magnet to our inner wounded selves. And we all have a woundedness within our human self. It's just a part of being human and being in this life. So let me talk about narcissistic personality disorder and really dive into kind of the understanding that I have around it. I look at it as a scale. On one end of the scale is an overinflated ego, and on the extreme side of the scale is the psychopath, and in the middle is the sociopath. But the one thing that I have witnessed and experienced myself in dealing with these, with this type of personality disorder, is anything goes. It's extremely deceptive. It's cunning, manipulative, and it's all over the scale. On one side, it could be just an overinflated ego, and on the other extreme side, you'll see traits of sociopathic behavior all the way into some pretty dark behavior patterns. I'm not here to sugarcoat this experience by any means. But what I am here to say is that you are a powerful creator, and we don't call to us anything into our lives that we can't handle. And if you've called in this type of experience to you, a relationship with an extremely difficult personality disorder, then you've called it to you to shore up that part of yourself that is wounded, to shine a light into the shadow. When we shine a light into our own shadow selves, when we bring those shadow aspects back home into ourselves and integrate it back into ourselves, magic happens. A transformation happens beyond words. So let me take it even further. You know, I've experienced this type of personality disorder across the board. And the one thing I'm going to tell you is that absolutely everything is energy. And when you can understand what that means, but also know it, intuit it, this is going to go a really long way in your healing journey from this experience, because the narcissist is a master magician when it comes to manipulating people. They use your five senses. I was just sharing on a conversation recently with a woman that I do work with, and I said, what's so interesting is even when I was walking into the situation, and I was very well aware of it, I witnessed and observed the way that this manipulation was taking place by using the five senses: smell, taste, music. You know, they build on your emotional body. They access you in a way that opens you up to trusting them. And this is where they do all their work. So energy is everything. It's not what you are actually seeing, but it's how you're feeling. Is there something there that doesn't feel right? Now I'll just share a little story around what happened to me when I was 9. I came face to face with a serial killer, and the only way I can explain that to you is, and to me, is that experience, I could feel him. I could feel the darkness of who he was. Because there wasn't a whole lot of light in this human. And he was a nasty person. And he ended up doing significant damage on this earth. He murdered a lot of children. And it wasn't just that he murdered them, he mutilated them and raped them. And I was face to face with him. He showed up as a postman in driving a mail cart. And he got out and he came right up to me. There was nobody around me. And I just felt him, and I knew to get out of there. Now, from that time of being 9, the one thing that a narcissist is really good at is planting seeds of doubt and getting you to question who you are, what you feel, or how you're experiencing things. So if you're in a relationship with a narcissist, or if you were born into a family dynamic of narcissistic personality disorder, this experience is hard to detect because it's been a part of you for so long, and they infiltrate every aspect of you, and they do it in such a creative, deceiving kind of a way that you're not even aware that it's happening. Or even if you are aware that it's happening, which is what happens over time, you start to get a little more clarity on the behavior pattern, that you're witnessing it, and yet at the same time, they're still doing what they do best, and that is still getting into your subconscious program because they work on the wounded aspect of you. They work at that core wound. And when we have a wound within us, it's a part of ourself that has been fragmented. It's been separated. It's been, in the indigenous tribes, and if you look at a lot of the healers of those tribes, the shamans, the medicine men or women, they would do soul retrieval work, which is bringing in those fragmented aspects of you back home. Because until you bring in all of those various parts of yourself, you're operating from that wound. And that's the vibrational frequency. So when I say that the narcissist is a gift, the narcissist is a gift, because when you become aware of the behavior, the pattern, then you become aware of the wound within you. You start to ask different questions, and you could start to look within. You can see within yourself those parts of yourself that need to be healed and brought back home to you. Energy work is the way that I found was what I needed in order to really do this soul retrieval work and bring in these fragmented aspects of me. And then it's illuminating our own shadow, because the narcissist operates in the shadow and it plays on your shadow. So, if there's a part of you that is not accepting yourself in any way, they will access you from that point. It becomes the weak spot. They ignite that within you that needs to be healed. They shine a light on it. But it's up to you to look at it. It's up to you to be willing to dive in deep. This is not an easy journey, and yet the outcome is profound. The gifts that you receive by doing this inner core work transforms you in a way that there are no words. And the gifts that you receive are incredible. The life you create from yourself after you've integrated these fragmented parts of yourself back home is unreal. A joy-filled life, an empowered life. So I share that because I know it catches people off guard when I say the narcissist is a gift. And there are times where people question my experience. You know, well, have you ever had an experience like I have? I've experienced narcissistic personality disorder in every form, from this end of the scale of the overinflated ego to the psychopath and everything in between. And I have an awareness and an understanding of it in ways that I know is a gift for me that I get to share and illuminate for others to be able to see it as well. Because we didn't come here to be a victim to this experience, and we sure didn't come here to play small. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that if you've aligned yourself in a relationship of this magnitude, and it is a great magnitude at that, that you called it to you in a really big way. You said, you know what, I really came here into this lifetime to clear and heal the past and to bring all those parts of me back home, and then to shine bright, to live a life of joy. And in doing so, you illuminate that path for others as well. So please follow me in these next few videos, because we're going to dive in even deeper to what it means to be in relationships that are toxic and how to inoculate yourself from these experiences moving forward. Please like, subscribe, and share this video. I'll look forward to seeing you on the next conversation. Bye for now.